It's summertime, and the woods of West Virginia and other rural states are filled with the sounds of all-terrain vehicles. An ATV looks like a bulked-up version of a suburban lawn tractor, but it is far more powerful and has a higher center of gravity, therefore it's much more dangerous. In the 1990s, more than 2,000 people were killed nationwide in ATV accidents. In West Virginia, 124 people died in the period, the highest per capita death rate by far. It's one of six states with no safety requirements for ATV operators. This has led to a battle between safety advocates, appalled at the death rate, and state legislators opposed to regulating the machines, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
On the edge of a perilously steep ravine in a hollow outside Charleston, West Virginia, there is a small cross covered with pink and blue plastic flowers. This is where 11-year-old Ashley Fisher was fatally injured when the ATV she was riding on flipped over and landed on top of her. The accident occurred 3 years ago this month. The memory is still fresh and haunts her mother, 35-year-old Diana Fisher.
She was on the very back rack.
Fisher says her daughter was one of four children riding on the machine, which is not designed to carry any passengers. Her sister-in-law was driving.
Well, they turned to go down the hill. She said the throttle got stuck. All she heard was just a big loud roar, and that's all she remembered. Well, then when she came to, she seen her little boy, Nick. He was 8 years old at the time. He was balling the ball and done turned blue. Then she looked over, and there was the ATV on Ashley's throat. It then landed on her. She was tangled up in it. And they said it tore her up pretty bad, but she was already gone there to tree.
Fisher lives in a cinder block house at the top of the holler. A cross is nailed to the door and a raccoon skin hangs from the porch roof right next to a small satellite TV dish. Jim Helmkamp is an epidemiologist with the Center for Rural Emergency Medicine at West Virginia University. He says the poverty and lack of education of many in rural West Virginia contributes to the problem of ATV safety.
The operators of ATVs maybe don't exercise as much common sense as they should. And again, this is in terms of drinking and driving, riding where they should, and carrying passengers. They're estimated to be upwards of 150,000 operators in the state. So there are a lot of opportunities for injury and death.
ATV riding is an increasingly common sport across rural America. There are an estimated 4 million vehicles in use. Most states have some safety regulations. West Virginia is one of just six states, along with the District of Columbia, that do not. In 1988, the Consumer Product Safety Commission signed a consent decree with manufacturers, barring entirely three-wheel ATVs, which were even more prone to flipping. The decree also required manufacturers to provide safety information and training. Lef Moore is a lobbyist whose clients include the West Virginia Recreational Vehicle Association. Moore's group supports safety regulations, but has so far been unsuccessful in getting them through the legislature in West Virginia.
A pickup truck, a deer rifle, and an ATV are pretty much standard issue here in these hills. Woe unto the legislator who begins to restrict the use of any one of those. And so the legislators frankly fear the users who have said, don't you dare restrict the use of my all-terrain vehicle.
Legislation that would require helmets for children driving ATVs and ban riding ATVs on paved roads where they are unstable has been approved by a subcommittee but has never made it to the floor of the West Virginia House of Delegates. Democratic Delegate Tom Coleman is one reason why. A leading opponent of ATV regulation, Coleman admits he's received plenty of letters and emails from backers of safety requirements.
One I got was, how long, many more children are going to die before you pass regulations to stop this? Well, my question back to them is, when are you going to control your own children? I wouldn't let my children under 16 ride ATVs. And if they were over 16, I would let them ride, and I'd make them wear a helmet. Most parents, in my opinion, don't want to tell their children no. They want the government to tell them no. And I think that's totally wrong.
Crank it to start. Take your choke off. When you're riding, you want to always do your pre-ride check.
The Hatfield-McCoy Trails are a system of some 400 miles of trails designed for ATVs and dirt bikes in the southwestern part of the state. The property is owned by coal and land management companies, and the trails are administered by a regional authority. Riders are required to wear helmets and are barred from carrying passengers.
Okay, here's Brian on the ATV, picking it into first.
Based on some first-hand experience, it's clear that maneuvering an ATV over a rutted track is not anything like driving a lawn tractor. It requires strength and caution, even over what is considered a relatively easy trail. Mark Witt is director of the Hatfield-McCoy Trails.
This is a high risk. It's like skiing or whitewater rafting. There is a risk out there that the riders take, and we assume that these folks have taken a safety course.
The Hatfield-McCoy Trails have a good safety record. There have been no serious injuries in the almost 2 years the system has been open, despite averaging some 2,000 riders a weekend. Backers of safety regulations say they'll continue pressing their case to get West Virginia to join the other 44 states with safety regulations on ATV riders. Diana Fisher has herself become an advocate of safety regulations since her daughter's death.
The day after that happened, early that morning, I woke up and there was a hummingbird in the window. It was fluttering around the window. And ever since hummingbirds been coming around, and I've collected a lot of hummingbird stuff, it gives me a lot of joy to collect it because it reminds me of her.
Ashley Fisher was one of 795 children under the age of 16 to have died in an ATV accident nationwide in the past decade. Diana Fisher says she and her sister-in-law no longer speak, and when their paths cross, they can no longer even look each other in the eye. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Lacey Holler, West Virginia.